What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club App, the number one live streaming app for partygoers and DJs. Today, we have my brother, DJ Pooley. Brother, can you please introduce yourself, tell everyone who you are and where you're from?
Hey, Daryl. Super excited to be here. My name is Matthew, aka DJ Pooley, based out of Queens, New York. I recently just moved to Jersey, so I'm outside in Jersey as well. I've been DJing for a little while now, about 10 years, I want to say. So
awesome,
it's been
brother.
A great time.
Hey, we're super excited to have you here. As you know, I'm in Jersey as well, so we definitely got to link up one of these days and chat. We met a couple of weeks ago on a webinar call, and from there, we just kind of got in touch, and now here you are today on the podcast. So we're super excited to hear your story. This is the My DJ Story podcast, so we want to hear your journey and story in the DJ game. So walk us through from the very beginning, you know, what sparked your interest to become a DJ, and tell us your story from there.
Yeah, man. The thing that sparked my interest was music. Music really changed my life. Growing up, I never lived with my pops, but I had this one CD that of his, and I would just listen to it on repeat as a kid. And from there, I think in fourth grade, I picked up the saxophone in school. And then it wasn't until middle school, that's when I saw a DJ out of Canada. He posted a routine set on Facebook, and his skills were just so precise, so good, man. And I was just like, I want to do this. I need to get into this. And I never met the guy, but like we spoke a couple times. He plays third in Red Bull 3 style and stuff. That was just like, it was mind blowing to me. So I was like, I need to do this. This is what I want to do.
Awesome, man. That's super exciting. You got inspired and you caught the DJ bug. And from there on out, you just stepped right into it. You know, after you had that initial spark of interest, where'd you go from there? Like, did you, you know, go out and get your first DJ set, or what was the process of you stepping into the game from there?
Well, I was about 12 at the time, I want to think. So, obviously I started off horrible, as everyone does, right? You're completely trash. I would just recreate other people's mixes on YouTube. And so I would just listen, like, how would they transition? Like, where would they bring the song in and just like recreate it? I taught myself everything. And obviously with virtual DJ, most people start off with virtual. I give virtual DJ its props. That's where I started. It has a special place in my heart. But it wasn't until a few years later, I got my first gig. It was a baby shower. I think I was like 13 or like 14 at the time. And it was a small event, but still nonetheless, it was big to me. I was like, holy crap, these people actually want me to play their music. And I was like, all right, let's do this. It was a great experience, man. Such a great time. It was the first time I've ever seen a baby shower at a hookah lounge, but I took it. I don't even know how I got in, but I took it, man. I just ran with it. And it was great.
That's super exciting, man. You know, you was able to just kind of jump right in and not have the fear of, oh, I'm inexperienced or I'm new at this, but you really just saw the opportunity and you definitely rocked that baby shower. So I'm super excited that you're sharing this story with us, man. You know, after you got your first major gig, you know, where'd you go from there? What was the next step, and how'd you navigate through those early days within your journey?
Going back to what you just said, I was definitely afraid. 100%. I was scared out of my mind, but I never thought that I couldn't do this. So that just gave me the motivation to keep going. And after that gig, I don't think I got a gig at, like, for a while after that. But I just kept posting on SoundCloud. SoundCloud was my like go-to place. I built up a following on there, and it was just the place to be for me, I guess. This is what I would show everyone, like, oh, this is who I am. This is the type of music that I work with or that I do. And SoundCloud really helped push me as a real DJ.
That's amazing. You know, you always have to find where your community is. You know, some people are on Instagram, some people are on SoundCloud, some people are on Mixcloud, some people are on Twitch, some people are on the club. You know, we just have so many different places where you need to find where your community is and how you can build that presence as a DJ. So you can, one, learn new skills, you can meet more people, you can get bookings and be able to grow your career as a DJ. So I'm glad to hear that you're finding your tribe and you're putting out content to continue to grow your skills.
Yeah, man, for sure. It's a beautiful journey, a great time. I wouldn't change it for anything. I'll be honest with you.
Awesome, man. And you know, what are some of the things that you're currently working on now?
Now I'm trying to get back into remixing. I was really big into remixing a few years ago. I'm working on getting into that. I'm looking at a new DAW, probably going to go with Ableton or Logic or something like that. But now I find myself doing a lot of radio shows, man. Radio shows around the world. I was on BBC Network recently, and then again I was on a radio show in India, and then one in Canada called True Connection, and just so much different stuff. I think the first time I was on a radio show, I was 14 or 15 actually, and it was based out of Trinidad, and that was insane to me. It was like an hour-long set, and it was like the biggest thing for me at the time. It was a good experience.
That's truly amazing, man. You're really just touching all the types of places in the world of using the online as a medium to build your network and to be able to have experiences where you probably wouldn't have otherwise. That's super amazing. You know, we like to use this podcast as a way to help other DJs in their journey. How did you find these opportunities, and what led you to be able to, you know, do these sets for these international radio stations?
Man, just not being shy, you know, just putting your content out there. I've only had Instagram for a little over a year now, like 2020 during the pandemic. That's when I made my Instagram. Prior to that, I was not on social media really. When I was a kid, like a teenager, I was on Facebook, but that's it. And ever since I got Instagram, I was just posting my content, like reels, little 30-second videos, like anything that I can, I would just put it on there, all my ideas in my story, whatever. These things travel. You might not think it does, but it definitely travels. So you put your hashtags in there, you tag like the artist that you're like mixing, you tag the artist, just it, people will find it, definitely. So you just can't be shy. You just got to do it. Just do it, man.
Yeah, man, you just got to put it out there. You never know who's going to be watching and who is going to want to connect and work with you based on the things that you're putting out, man. I'm super excited that you'll just be able to just have that kind of spirit and energy to keep going and do things that may not be intuitive to a lot of people about, you know, posting and sharing and just being very out there, even when in the early days you may not be seeing much results. But if you stay consistent, things will happen. You will continue to progress. And it's like a snowball effect. You know, as you do more gigs, as you put out more content, people start to notice, you start to build a following, and then you have that demand where people are going to want you all over. So you're doing a wonderful job, and I'm super excited to see where your journey goes from here. What are some of your long-term plans for your DJ career?
My long-term plan, I guess my biggest goal for this DJ thing is to win Red Bull 3 Style, man. I feel like a lot of people have like this dream of doing it, but I really, really believe that I can do it. Like I'm truly an open format DJ. I try to mix as much music as I can, from soca, Bollywood, hip hop, rap, trap, like everything, absolutely everything. If it's good and it has a groove to it, I'm in there. I love it so much, man. I'm trying to get into like a house scene now, like big like rave EDM type of festivals. Like that's what I've been focused on now, because I'm Caribbean. My background is Guyanese and Mexican, so I've been mixing Caribbean music all my life, and it's great and it's beautiful. And I truly believe Caribbean DJs are one of the most versatile DJs out there. I'm not because I'm Caribbean, but that's just what I see.
Hey, so, I'm Jamaican, so big up to the Caribbean, man. And I think that your goals are super specific and really exciting, because when you know exactly what you're targeting, when you have that goal that's like, this is what I want to get, you can take steps towards achieving it. So I kind of want to unpack, especially that goal about winning that big competition. You know, what are the steps that you're going to take to get there, and help our audience understand the steps that they need to take to achieve their goals?
Well, to achieve your goals, obviously you have to research it, right? Who are the people that have done this? If you're going to be the first person to do it, then that's a bit harder. But if it's been done before, just look at how they did it, right? Like, you're not creating the wheel. It's already been there. So look at what other people have done. Stay true to yourself, right? And just focus. Just focus. Like, for me, I know that I need to get better on juggling, right? Like turntablism. And I've been practicing that non-stop. Like, anyone can mix music, right? But being able to chop something up, being able to like create something new out of it, that's where my focus is right now. Cause I already know that I can blend two different genres. I can make it sound good. Like I'm usually mix in key already. So all of those things are already there for me. So right now I'm focusing on my weaknesses to build it up. So that way my strengths just like overshine like everything, you know, be well-rounded basically.
That's great, man. I love the fact that you said when someone has already achieved it, look at them as an example and learn from the way that they have done it. And you'll be able to take the same steps to do it yourself and maybe even better because you have the blueprint. You don't have to learn by trial and error. So that's awesome advice, man. This is super amazing. I'm really enjoying this conversation so far. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to go into some of your branding and a little bit about your story and some of the learning lessons you got throughout this journey. Okay?
No problem.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. I'm here with my brother, DJ Pooley, and he's telling an amazing story about his journey as a DJ. So brother, when we were just leaving, we were just talking about some of the things that you've done and learned throughout your journey. So first, I want to jump into your name and your marketing and talk about, you know, how you decided to choose your name, DJ Pooley. Obviously, I know it's your last name, but tell me a little bit about your branding and what that branding means for you.
Yeah, man. Actually, that's not my last name. But I go by Matthew Pooley because I feel like it just has a better ring to it. I feel like people would remember it. So, Pooley is actually a term used to say like you're one of the best or one of the greatest. And I was a kid at the time. It was given to me. I didn't even know, but I took it and I ran with it. So I was just, it flows, man.
No, that's super exciting because, you know, I had no clue because in the form you filled out, Matthew Pooley. So like, I assume that's your last name, but it flows so well. And I think that you really own it and it really works. I really love it. So great for updating me and letting me know. And tell me a little bit, you know, about who gave you the nickname or how did it stick? Like just walk me through that journey. I think that's super exciting.
One of my friends out of Florida gave me the name, I think when I was 12, when I had just started. We were on AIM. I don't know if you remember AIM Messenger. we were on AIM and then he was just like, yo, DJ Pooley. I was like, hey, it fits. I'm not even a real DJ at the time. I wasn't even a real DJ. So I was like, hey, what does it matter? But I just never changed it. I just feel like people just knew me as Pooley and I just left it like that.
No, I love it, man. It stuck and it sounds cool. I like it a lot. Talk to me a little bit about the experience that people get when they book or work with DJ Pooley. What kind of vibe you like to bring and talk to me about, you know, why people should seek and work with you.
Oh, man. Being Caribbean, there's this thing like where it's called shellings. You just shell the whole place down. Like you just go out there and you feel the energy, you feel the vibe and you just absolutely, you just go all out. You leave nothing on the table. You make sure that these people have the best time ever. You know what I mean? Like, and another thing that I should really say, if you're not feeling your set, other people aren't going to be feeling your set. 100%. If you don't like what you're playing, how do you expect other people to like what you're playing? Like, I feel like that goes without saying, but for a lot of times, people overthink, right? So just stick true to yourself. Just stay true to yourself, man. Like, that's really what it's about. And as long as you have in your mind, like, I want to make this the best event for someone else, it will be 100%.
That's awesome advice, man. When you really make it about your audience and not about yourself, you're really providing a service. And when you're serving other people, you're helping them, you're providing value. And internally, you're going to be able to help yourself in the meantime while you're doing that. So that's really great advice. I love it. I think that you've learned a lot so quickly and you're able to really use those lessons to help you progress as a DJ, man. I love it, man. So, you know, DJing is not an easy thing to do, especially if you're just getting started. What advice do you have for people that may be thinking about jumping into DJing? And talk to me about, you know, what ways that they can get started and some of the things you did to help yourself move faster and quickly as you started a couple of years ago.
I started about 10 years ago. So this has definitely been a long time for me. And I know I started young, I'm still currently young, but there's been a lot of things that I needed to learn over time, right? One of those things would be confidence. Just stay confident. If this is something that you want to do, just stick to it. Don't listen to other people. Obviously, you're not going to start out great. No one starts out great. Absolutely no one, right? But as long as you really believe this is what you want to do, just go for it. And the way to start, I would say just pick up a controller. nowadays, like, controllers are so cheap. I remember 10 years ago, the only cheap controller was the Numark Mixtrack. And that only worked with Virtual DJ, and they didn't even give you the full version of it. I had purchased it, so I'm speaking from experience. Man, but again, that's what I started with. It helped me tremendously. But nowadays, you go pick up a controller for like $150, $250, entry-level controllers. And now there's so many different softwares, Virtual, Serato, Rekordbox, Algorithm DJ, a bunch of stuff that I'm forgetting. But yeah, definitely just, there are apps on your phone. Yeah, how could I forget that there are apps that you can download on your phone or iPad? And I've seen people actually blend with that stuff. So really, it's just a matter of just doing it. Just really have a love for the music and just do it. That's it.
Yeah, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head. Just get started. Whatever it takes to just start and be prepared of not being an expert on day one, but just be prepared to learn and progress and improve over time and stick through all the tough parts of being a DJ. And you will eventually see prosperity if you stick to it and you make it about the people and not about yourself. And also the love for the music and the craft. You know, if you put together all those elements and you'll have fun with it as well, you'll make sure you'll be able to progress and really achieve some great things within this industry, just like my brother DJ Pooley, who's doing an amazing job. So appreciate you sharing these things, man. You know, what are some things that DJs should be focused on right now? We're in a unique environment in the world of DJing. You know, we're kind of back open, we're kind of still in quarantine. You know, what are some things that DJs should do right now for their career to put them in a great position to succeed?
Personally, I feel like using the internet to share your content is something every DJ should be doing, whether you're old school or new school. Because I see DJs on Instagram mixing vinyl records, and they have a following of just people who like seeing that, right? Like, just use what you have. Any platform, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, just use what you're on. Just post what you do and you will build a following 100% without a doubt. I feel like that's the biggest thing that people undervalue. You know, I see them post a lot of their like pictures and stuff like that, and that's cool. But if you really want to take this serious and you really want to be noticed, post your DJing, even if it's like the one gig that you have a month, right? Take a video of everyone just dancing to your set, and then that's it. Just post that.
Yeah, you know, I think that by posting your actual DJing is a good thing, because it just brings awareness and more people know that, hey, you're an actual DJ. It's one thing to talk about, hey, I am a DJ, but it's another thing to actually see you DJing and you building that brand and that presence where everyone knows what you do. They start, hey, I remember DJ Pooley, you know, he's a DJ. I saw him on Instagram. And when they need you as a DJ, you come to mind first. So put yourself out there. Tell your friends, tell your family members, tell your coworkers, tell everyone what you do, and just let it be known that you're a DJ. Regardless if you're new, regardless if you've been in the game for 20 years, like, tell everyone, because you never know who's going to lead to that next gig or that next opportunity. And just be bold and proud about what you do as a DJ, and you will be able to build those relationships and build connections to lead to next and new opportunities. So that's wonderful advice, man. What else do you have for the people, man? We really love to use this opportunity to share why and what you've done and how other people can succeed in this space as well. You know, what's like the top lesson that you've learned throughout your journey?
I think for me personally, confidence, man. A lot of times life beats you up, man. It'll throw you around, and like, people will sit and in that space, and it's not healthy. So when I realized that music breeds confidence into me, I just focused on that, right? Like, it gives you a feeling that nothing else gives you. It's just the love of seeing people dance to your stuff, or like when you post on SoundCloud and they share it, or they take a video of them listening to it in their car or anything, you know, it just gives you this sense of, wow, I can actually make someone's day better through the stuff of just my hobby or just the thing that I love, right? Like, it's amazing. It's truly inspiring. So I feel like that confidence is the biggest thing that I've learned out of this, man. Just stay confident in who you are.
I agree, man. That's half the battle. If you could at least just show your confidence, even if you have to really just find it somewhere and muster it up and become confident in that moment, even when you know deep down you're scared, it really makes a difference because people can read energy. People can feel your energy and you really set the tone for what the vibe's going to be. Like even in this interview today, like you came in so confident and that helps me as an interviewer to be able to just conduct a really great interview. So this is super valuable for the people. And just practicing what you preach in regards to your confidence, it's something that's it's not easy to do. But once you figure out how to unlock that ability to have confidence in everything you do, you are able to see a lot of benefit from it because it puts you in a position where people trust you. People want to learn more from you. People want to hear from you. People want to get to know you and build a relationship. So confidence has just a huge impact in people that are successful. And I'm sure that in whatever field you're in, if you walk into it with confidence, you're going to be able to do much better than if you lack that confidence. So find the confidence, work on it, make sure that you make effort to just show how confident you are and you will see great results.
Yeah, I agree, man. And like you said, it's definitely not easy. 100%. Like you're not going to be confident right off the bat. Like, but you just have to remember, hey, this is what I love. Just remember to love. And personally, if I'm not happy, I try to think of things that I'm thankful for, because when you're grateful, it leads to happiness. So, and it could be the smallest thing, you know what I mean? Like I'm thankful that I have water to drink today, or I'm thankful that I have light above me, right? Like I'm thankful that I could do this interview right now. I have Wi-Fi. It's the smallest things, but it really all makes up something bigger.
Yeah, man, that gratitude is important. And just being grateful for little things in your life, you can really live a happy life and not let the things that are negative in life really bring you down. Because just like you said, it might take away from your confidence if you're distracted and thinking about other things that aren't as important as just being happy and being grateful for all the things that you have in your life. Man, you're preaching, yeah. Brother. This is great words, man. I really appreciate you sharing all this for our audience. We have a lot of up-and-coming DJs, established DJs, people that just love music that listen to this, and you're really saying some great words that are going to help people in many different ways.
Thanks a lot, man. Another thing that I want to touch on is books. Tim Grover, Jack Canfield, they're just two of my favorite artists that I like to read. I feel like they can really explain certain things, right? They just show you that you're not the only one feeling this way. You're not the only one going through this. But if you really want to win, or if you really want to accomplish something, it starts in here first. So you have to get your mentals correct. You have to come correct. You have to.
Yeah, and you know, reading books and just learning as much as you can is super important, because if you're constantly learning new things, you're constantly sharpening your toolkit. And if you're able to learn new things, you're able to add more value because now you're a much more valuable person. So read books, listen to podcasts, listen to audiobooks, watch documentaries, just whatever you can do to get more knowledge. It makes you much more powerful and much more valuable to whoever you're trying to work with or add value to. So yeah, man, you're dropping gems, giving a lot of great suggestions, man. At this time, we're going to jump into our lightning round. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Software, Serato DJ Pro. Hardware, I go between Techniques, two Techniques 1200s, MK2 and an S9. If I'm not using the techs, then I have Denons. The Denon DJs, DNS 2700s or 3700s, I'm blanking right now. Those also have a spinning platter. I've started on controllers. I can still use controllers, but just something about having the spinning platters just feels more at home to me. I know a lot of DJs don't like that. And it makes sense, right? We're in a new age, right? You don't need these things, right? Certain things like a needle skipping, awful. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing. But something about that just brings me joy, you know? So that's my hardware and software setup.
Who's your favorite DJ?
That's a tough question. I have so many favorite DJs, but I'll just give you a few. DJ Puffy out of Barbados, obviously. Miles Medina out of California. Brandon Duke, he's about 16 right now, out of Canada, actually. But one of my favorite DJs has to be this guy, Ash Latch, out of Canada. He's the dude who inspired me. He's the guy that I saw when I was like 12 years old on Facebook with that routine, Ash Latch, because if it wasn't for him, I would not be here.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and what made it special?
My favorite event was Halloween 2019. We had a backyard party, and man, that was incredible. There was a bunch of DJs on the lineup that night, but everyone, like I said, I'm Caribbean, so everyone was sticking to the Caribbean stuff, like dancehall, soca, that type of stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when I touched my set, bro, I threw some house in there, some top 40, some pop, and everyone just went crazy. Everyone was jumping around. Like, I really turned it into a rave. It was unbelievable. My favorite party for sure.
Name some great places to party in your city.
Great places to party. I guess the clubs, you know, like the because I'm Caribbean, I know mostly of the Caribbean clubs, but I guess the biggest one would be Juve. A club named Juve. Yeah.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Live streaming. I feel like it's very hard to build up consistent viewers, right? A lot of times DJs will see that they're only streaming to like 3 people, 5 people, and they feel sad. You know what I mean? Like, I know sometimes I struggle with that. 2 people watching me DJ and I'm going in. Like, I would feel a little down about it, but just being consistent, I'm sure you'll build up a following.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally, whose stories also should be shared on this podcast.
DJs that I know personally. DJ Rex out of Queens. Navi the Remixer out of Florida. T Smooth out of Canada, Waterloo. Crap, man. This is awful. I'm going to be forgetting people. I'm just going to stop right there. I'm just going
to
stop.
No, that's great, man. We look forward to hearing their stories one day on the show. And any DJ that wants to sign up, they can do so at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
I'm still currently doing events. If you want to find me online, Instagram at DeejayPoolie. That's also my SoundCloud. That's also my Facebook. That's my presence online, but you can find me there. Shoot me an email. My email is the same at gmail.com. That's it.
Awesome, brother. Hey, man, this has been an amazing interview. My brother, DJ Pooley from Queens, New York. He's really doing it in the game. I'm super excited about his journey. So thank you so much for spending time with us today, brother. I look forward to seeing you in the club.
For sure, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.